This is a warning. The following show was recorded late at night at the Stand Comedy Club. It contains adult themes, the occasional rude word, and a lot of jokes. Much like these ones.
We get the credit crunch. We laughed at that.
Credit crunch, what's that?
Yogurt. We didn't know.
I've got a new girlfriend. Her name's Rachel. She's got a face like a rare Chinese vase. Ring it.
Rolf Harris has been unwell for a while. Unfortunately, doctors can't tell what it is yet.
If I had a crystal ball, I'd sit down very carefully.
So I was like, I walked in, I was like, can I get the fish and chips? And then she asked me a question. She goes, salt and vinegar? See, some of you know what I just said.
So, just loads of stuff there.
With all that in mind, please welcome your host, Mr. Hardy Singh Kohli.
Hello, and welcome to Christmas at the Stand with me, Hardy. Yes, after three series of side-splitting comedy from across Scotland, the UK, and even from the other side of the world, it's time for the inevitable end-of-year best-of compilation. Not available in the shops. Like a Boxing Day sandwich overflowing with juicy morsels, we've got succulent pieces of Gary Delaney, with some roasted Phil Nichol, smothered with lashings of Scotland's own Des Clark. That's rude. And even a special serving of cheesy pasta from the one and only Gary Tank Commander. And that's just the pre-dinner canapes. To start off this comedy feast, it's my pleasure to introduce you to a wonderful pair who love Scotland nearly as much as I do. Although, they both hide it quite well. Welcome to the stage, the flambéed Joe Caulfield, followed by the regularly basted Ro Campbell.
A lot of screaming. You are the best people. You clap longest. I now live in Edinburgh. Fabulous place to live. Don't tell anybody else. It's a secret. I'm trying to buy a flat at the moment in Edinburgh, and you go into somebody's flat and they immediately start telling you what you could do with it.
They're like, well, you could knock that through. You could have a lovely kitchen diner there. Yes. You could deck the garden. That would be lovely. I'm like, why should I do it?
And the weirdest thing that you have here is the... I've never heard this before. The box room, you know, lots of flats have the box room. The number of people that have told me I can turn that into an ensuite. Oh, yeah. But they, what makes me laugh is they say it to me. They look at me and go, yeah, you could plumb in an ensuite there. What, me? I'm two drinks away from killing my own family. You know, I don't have those kind of skills. If I've got a hammer, I'm using it on people, isn't it?
I actually spent the first 2 years that I lived over here. Live in a little place called the Shetland Islands. So, one of many spectacularly bad decisions I made in my life. And probably should have looked at a map before I agreed to move there, actually. But I did look at a map. It was the Guardian weather map, which if you look at that tomorrow, you'll see they put the Shetland Islands in a nice little convenient box. Just off the west coast of Britain. And... turns out the Shetland Islands are actually a 14-hour boat ride away off the east coast of Britain. So thanks for that. If you've, has anyone here been to the Shetland Islands? No, there's a surprise. It's a 14-hour boat ride, and it's officially the roughest ferry crossing in the world, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's an extremely rough voyage on a bad day. And just to put it in perspective how bad it is, at the end of it, you're absolutely ecstatic to be in Aberdeen, right?
Now, Aberdeen is a wonderful city, but that ferry crossing can be as choppy as, I don't know, a sous chef's chopping board on Christmas morning. That was Ro Campbell and Joe Caulfield on Christmas at the Stand for BBC Radio Scotland with me, Hardy Singh Kohli. We're having a look back over the best bits of stand-up comedy we recorded for you over the last year. Now, it's an award-winning stand-up from Scotland, but relocated to Canada at a very early age. Strap in. It's the bumpy and outstanding Phil Nichol.
How you doing, folks? My name is Phil. I'm Canadian, by the way. You can tell by my accent that I'm Canadian. I am not an American. But be nice, I'm not Canadian. I'm actually from Cumbernauld, by the way. I put a Canadian accent on it again. What's it called? Cumbernauld, my enemy. One thing I like about living in Britain, I've lived here for 13 years, is that especially the Scottish, have a very twisted sense of humor. Twisted and dark and ever so slightly violent, and I like that, you know. You know, there was an advertising campaign on the bus system here, and it was an anti-bullying campaign, and it simply said, "Stop out bullying!" Which is a mixed message, if you ask me. I thought to myself, what's next? Let's poke blindness in the eye. Let's take a stab at knife crime. I've got a new girlfriend. Her name's Rachel. She's got a face like a rare Chinese vase. Mingin. A lot of people say I'm egocentric. Enough about them. I went out and I invested all my money into a brand new state-of-the-art Irish technologies company. Oh, did you now? Got a brand new bed, comfy memory foam mattress that was made in Italy but designed for the American space program. It's a NASA bed.
The hilarious Phil Nichol there on BBC Radio Scotland. Also a very good serious actor. Later, we've got Saturday Night Live writer Hannibal Buress, the incredible W. Kamau Bell, and a rare onstage appearance from Bannockburn's most famous tank commander. Oh, yes. But now, it's a lady who had her own self-titled TV chat show in America and starred in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah, it's Caroline Ray.
How are you? Thank you. I know, I'm ancient, and I had a baby. I had a baby at 44. I know, people literally went, ugh. And I had so many sonograms taken because I'm so old that I started my own website called My Tubes. And I, yeah. I had to have an emergency C-section because I was very high risk for having a Scorpio. And my daughter is so sweet. She's two, but she's very bossy. She has the personality, basically, of a Russian gymnastics coach. And seriously, no matter what I do, she's like this. Again! 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 More Peppa Pig! More! More Peppa Pig!
Thank you very much, Caroline Ray. A lovely, lovely woman. Gary Delaney is undoubtedly one of the best joke writers in the UK right now. In an hour-long show, he crams in about 120 one-liners. 120. It's truly amazing to watch. Here he is with just a few of his jokes. Start counting now.
Hello, Edinburgh! You seem nice. Hello, it's good to be back. I don't think I've still got it. I took 4 E's last night. That was a tough hand at Scrabble. And I thought, ooh, squeegee. No, that works as well, by the way, but it takes letters. You have to use somebody else's S. Malcolm X chose that name rather than admit he'd accidentally put a kiss at the end of a text message. I went to see Walt Disney on Ice. Bit disappointing, it's just an old bloke in a freezer. I came second in a Fidel Castro lookalike competition. Close, but no cigar. Thank you very much. Beat that for a pun. Rolf Harris has been unwell for a while. Unfortunately, doctors can't tell what it is yet. My next-door neighbour's really loud and obnoxious, so now I know how Canada feels. And again, let's ignore the irony of an Englishman doing that joke in Scotland. I've been attending Gamblers Anonymous for 3 years, whereas my best mate Dave, he only stuck it out for 2.5, so I won that one. Dave drowned, so at his funeral, we got him a wreath in the shape of a life belt. Well, that's what he would have wanted. Apparently in Norfolk, the marriage guidance service is called Related. My therapist, less than sensitive, he told me not to think of my self-esteem as low, but accurate. A friend of mine keeps going on and on about how good his orthopedic shoe is, but I think he's built it up too much. I like to annoy my Israeli flatmate by giving him any post that's just addressed to the occupier. You've been awesome. I've been Gary Delaney. Good night. Bye-bye.
I lost count after about 8. That was Gary Delaney on Christmas at the Stand on BBC Radio Scotland with me, Ricky Ross. Only joking, Hardeep. Of course, we haven't got time for everyone on this show, but we have put together a little pick of jokes for you to cut out and keep. Think of it as our very own selection box of comedy.
Yeah.
I'm having the Mars bar.
We were out recently. We were in having a meal and a drink, and I said, I love you. She said, is that you talking to the beer? I said, it's me. I'm talking to the beer.
The only reason we wrap presents is for that 1 second of surprise. Couldn't we get the same effect by just throwing the gift at the person? I have a voodoo doll of myself at home that I treat quite well. Have you ever noticed the words unicorn and acorn both mean one corn?
In fact, there's no way possibly to impress a Scottish mom. I don't care who you are or what you do, your mom will never, ever be impressed by you. I'm positive that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone and brought it to his mom. It was like, Mom, I've invented the telephone. And she's like, aye, but there's only one of them. Who are you going to call? Get a real job.
I say things now I thought I'd never ever say in my life, where I'd go into shops and go, excuse me, where's your elasticated trousers section?
They say stroking a beard makes you look intelligent, as long as it's your own beard.
So I decided to read the Metro to get some value for money. Reading this article about gay adoption, the article starts, Derek and James are a professional gay couple, and I'm thinking, they must be really good at being gay.
I was sitting at the traffic lights earlier, which was daft, and I nearly got ran over.
I must admit, I've never ever done stand-up back home, never ever. Reason being, I'm not good enough to cut it in Germany. If you want to have success as a stand-up here in Britain, all you have to do, loads of swearing. And in Germany, we don't swear at all. Reason being, things work.
I think we're too health and safety conscious anyway. I don't want to be sexist about this, ladies and gentlemen, but there's certain behaviour that's natural to being a man. For example, as a bloke, I will never, ever, ever, ever empty out the contents of a wardrobe before attempting to move it. My girlfriend said to me, Stephen, that wardrobe would be a hell of a lot easier to move if you emptied it out. And I think, yes, it would be easier, but not as ambitious.
I tell you the other reason I'm so glad to see the back of winter. I no longer have to look at women who I guess are ordinarily intelligent in their day-to-day lives, but it gets to winter in the UK and they think, I'm just going to pop on those little sheepskin booties and then walk around like homeless astronauts with rickets. It's sheepskin. We live in a very damp environment. It's a highly absorbent piece of material. It's like going out in the rain in a papier-mâché anorak. Makes no sense, does it, when you think about it? Actually, when you think about it, even sheep don't wear sheepskin on their feet, do they?
Americans are amazing people. They've got cowboys. Does that not blow your mind? The cowboys are real. Is that not incredible? Only Americans could romanticize farmers. The job of a cowboy is to stop a cow, the wiliest of all creatures, from escaping from a field the size of whales.
I had to go to hospital a few months back, having been punched in the face. Anyone ever been, any show of hands, anyone been punched in the face before? Punched in the face, sir? Can I ask, what did you get punched in the face for? You're a boxer!
Next up, we have another huge name in US comedy. He's written for 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live, and 2011 was the first opportunity for us to see him on stage performing stand-up in Scotland. This is Hannibal Buress.
Oh. So I'm renting a place for the month. Other morning, somebody's knocking on my door. I think, who's knocking on my door? I don't know anybody here. I say, who is it? And the guy says, Scottish power. Good for you, man. Patriotism is a great thing. I don't know why you're knocking on my door about it. I'm not opening the door at all. That sounds weird. It's too early for this. Scottish power. I do eat out of restaurants a bunch. Whenever I go to a restaurant, I never put a napkin in my lap. I never put the napkin in my lap. And people say, Hannibal, why don't you put the napkin in your lap? Because I believe in myself. I believe in my ability to not spill food in my pants because I'm a goddamn adult. And I've mastered the art of getting food from my plate to my mouth without soiling my jeans. You need to believe in yourself, too, and get your life together. That's for babies. And thanks a lot, y'all. I'm Hannibal Buress. Thank you.
Hannibal Buress there, urging us all to believe in ourselves a little bit more. Quite right, too. I am Hardeep Singh Kohli, and you are listening to my Christmas smorgasbord of the very best bits of stand-up comedy recorded over the last year in Glasgow and Edinburgh. We still got top-draw stocking fillers from Scotland, a face of the future from the US of A, and many more dangling baubles of delight. Talking of shiny baubles, here's Scotland's most famous tank commander. Hiya, Gary! Hiya!
So my name's Gary. I'm a tank commander. No long back for the Afghan. I came with somebody's thing and you're thinking, Gary, you've not been to Afghanistan. And to be fair, the tan has faded, right? But see when I first go back, folk were like that, Gary. Gary, that's a cracking tan. Have you been on holiday? I'm like that, no. That's just for the work. You know what I mean, eh? But don't be thinking, oh, Gary, that's a brilliant idea. Why don't I just, like, join the army, get myself a cracking tan? Well, you're no guaranteed it. I mean, I was lucky I got Afghanistan, but some of the boys got Germany and they were raging about it. I swear to God. They were, aye.
So, just loads of stuff there. Like,
Libya. Syria. Tunisia. Who's next? Alwa? How mental's that at the moment, eh? I mean, it's just the world's just, everyone's about to kick off, eh? It's just all about to kick off. That Gaddafi duck, how mental's he, eh? He's an absolute... He's a proper Raj, and it's that way. He's like primo Raj territory and all the rest of it, because it's all kicked off, eh? Like, word's just been getting about, and like Egypt as well, and all the Egypts were out in the street, and I was like, that's brilliant, going yourselves, because would that happen here, eh? Would that happen here? Like, everyone's annoyed, but they didn't do anything about it. They'd be like, that, right, come on, get out in the street, there's a revolution. You'd be like, that, well, I've just put a pizza on. Can that... If it goes past 17 minutes, it's ruined. Can that wait? Give a text, give a call, I'll maybe see you there and that, aye. Aye, they're Barry Stones. They'll be brilliant, they'll be fine, just chuck away and that, eh. You've been a Raj, yous have been brilliant. Have a great night, see you there!
Greg McHugh bringing Gary Dan Commander to a rapturous home crowd at the Stand. Very, very funny. Now, let's jump back across the pond to listen to what one comedian making his first visit to our fair nation really thinks of us here in Scotland. Counting Robin Williams and Chris Rock as fans, it's W. Kamau Bell.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing? Every time I told somebody in America I was coming to the UK, like, oh, you're going to the UK? It's like, they hate Americans. I was like, then that is something we have in common. I might look for a house. I'm trying to adjust to being over here, walking down the street the other night. People were on the street, drunk and having a great time on, what's that hill, Saucy Hill Street? I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Man, I've never seen so much drunken debauchery in all my life. It was like, I mean, it was amazing. I was like, what are you celebrating? They're like, Thursday. I was like, oh, Thursday's big over here. So I thought I would get some food, because I was hungry, and I thought I'd get some authentic Scottish food. Finally, I saw fish and chips, and I was like, oh, cool. So I was like, I walked in, I was like, can I get the fish and chips? And she makes them, and she's nice. And then she said something, asked me a question. She goes, oh, salt and vinegar? See, some of you know what I just said. I don't know what I just said. One more time. And she's like, oh, and I'm like, oh. And finally, I just was like, yeah, I love her. And she picks up salt and vinegar. I'm like, oh, thank God, salt and vinegar. Oh, thank God, yes, I would like that, yes. Then she goes, like, any hoss? So she turns around and points at a red bottle and a brown bottle. I'm like, oh, sauce. Yeah, I like some sauce. And she's like, what? And then she goes, what kind? And I'm like, oh. I was like, what kind do you have? Because I just don't know. I don't want to take anything for granted. So I'm like, what kind? What kind is that? She points at the red bottle. She goes, tomato. And she points at the brown bottle. And she goes, brown. Get any information from brown. What does brown taste like? I'll take the tomato, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, a fast rising star in international comedy, the instantly likable and very handsome W. Kamau Bell on Christmas at the Stand on BBC Radio Scotland with me, Hardeep. Well, dear friends, we're about a couple of sausages wrapped in bacon and a leftover prawn cocktail away from the end of this Christmas spectacular. That's right, spectacular. But we have saved the biggest presents until the end. And what an end we have. There's award winners and legends waiting in the wings. First, it's great to hear a classic joke, well told. Here's American phenomenon, Jim David, delivering one of his gags that's become a classic.
So, Avon lady rings a doorbell. She opens the door. There's a naked 5-year-old boy standing there with a cowboy hat and a holster and a cigar in one hand and a scotch in the other hand. She says, little boy, are your parents at home? He says, lady, does it look like my parents are home?
Jim David there, with a joke I'm sure we'll all be telling someone later. Let's stay across the pond for now, for a man who is quite literally the biggest name in American comedy. Well, actually the longest, because his surname's got 20 letters. It's Kostaki Economopoulos.
I'm at the grocery store. I'm standing in front of the grapes, and I'm thinking, where's the line between sampling and stealing? How many grapes can you eat before somebody freaks out, runs over, kicks you out of the store? 19. You take that as a tip. And they definitely have a zero tolerance policy on sampling the canned beverages.
Kostaki there, getting in trouble in supermarkets. If you missed Gary Delaney earlier, don't worry. Here's another master of the one-liners. You'll probably recognize him as one of the regulars from Mock the Week. It's Milton Jones.
So, good evening. Strange things do happen. Once, I saw a little green man. I walked towards him, and he just disappeared, and then I got run over. Another time, I saw a magic tree. It was hovering in the air. Didn't matter how fast I drove towards it. It always stayed exactly the same distance away. But I was so close, I could smell it. Recently, I've written a book called All the Things I've Ever Done in My Entire Life. And I don't want to spoil it, but in the end, I write a book. But I would like to see a world without plagiarism. You may say I'm a dreamer. But I'm not the only one. I was walking along the other day, and on the road I saw a clown's eye, which was a big plus. Phoned my dad the other day. He said, you left the room before I finished speaking. I wanted you to go to Holland and Barrett and get me some tablets. Where are you now? I said, Holland.
Oh,
Well, that is almost it for this year, but there's just time to squeeze in two of my favourite comedians. One is from Australia. He tells it exactly how it is and makes no apologies for it. The other is from the Gorbals and tells it exactly how it is too. But there's something about his Scottish sensibility that softens the blow. Glasgow's Des Clark follows the inimitable, irrepressible Brendan Byrne.
You know why I love this city? Because you hate it when people say, I love this city. In America, you have to go, it's great here, you're a beautiful crowd, right? You try that here, you'll get glassed. You have to be rude to Scottish people. But you have to be rude and right. You know what I'm saying? You have to look around, you have to go, good evening, you bunch of unintelligible dullards. Jesus Christ, you're so bizarre sounding, I can't even tell what sentiment you're expressing. No wonder you listen to the bagpipes. It's the only thing that can drown out the sound of you at night. Your men sound like trucks backing over buckets full of whoopee cushions, and your women sound like cats trying to bark. Are you happy or sad? I can't tell. You're celebrating a birthday, or have you just lost an infant? It's 1 a.m. You're Scottish, equally likely. And you love it. You love it. Look at you. You're there going, aye, aye. Well, at least he's done his research. This gig is too good, man.
And I love that we've got the best attitude. We're not dour. We're actually very upbeat in Glasgow. We'll turn any negative into a positive. Like, when we get the credit crunch, we laughed at that.
Credit crunch, what's that?
Yogurt. We didn't know. Still waiting in the Muller light, do you know what I mean? And I loved our attitude, because there seemed to be a competition between us and Scotland and other countries. It was us and Iceland at one stage. They won, right. They went bankrupt, we lost to Woolworths, that's 1-0, right. Hear him that. I love how that happened with Iceland. They went bankrupt, then a volcano went mental. Hang on, lose all your money, then set yourself on fire. That's some insurance job, is it not? I love our attitude in Scotland. We don't care, I don't even understand banks. I walked into a bank, the guy behind the counter was like, Mr. Clark, you have an outstanding debt. I was like, thanks very much, it's quite good.
Des Clark there, one of the loveliest, hardest working men in comedy right now, and Brendan Byrne's our alternative fairy from the top of the tree. Thank you so much for listening to Christmas at the Stand with me, Hardeep Singh Kohli. For further details of other programmes or to find out more about comedians featured in this show, visit bbc.co.uk/Radio Scotland. See you later. I'm off to see what I can cook with the leftovers.
Christmas at the Stand is a Dabsa production. Merry Christmas.